I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The newspaper industry here in the United States is in trouble. Many Americans just don't spend that much time reading newspapers anymore. News dailies all around the globe are facing challenges. They've got to compete with the internet and deal with a bad economy, too. Larry Kilman is a spokesman for the World Association of Newspapers. He's now at a conference being held in Barcelona on the power of print in the age of the internet. Mr. Kilman, are newspapers disappearing around the world the way they are here in the United States?
Well, I would even take exception to your assumption that they're disappearing in the United States. There has been some titles that have folded, but there's always titles that have folded. And I think it's becoming too easy to say it's the fault of the internet. I think what we're seeing is more of a financial crisis that's hitting the entire world and every industry. So the conventional wisdom that newspapers are dying, I think, is exaggerated. I don't think it's true at all.
Well, there
millions
be,
millions of people continue to read them in print and online. So I think it's more complicated than that.
I mean, tell us about the complications, because there are many newspaper editors, writers who are now out of work. Is it really not a reflection of what's happening in other countries?
Basically, newspapers are changing. I mean, the media environment is changing, but that doesn't mean they're disappearing, nor does that mean people who are going on web are abandoning newspapers on a one-to-one basis. I think that doesn't give credit to media consumers who can multitask and can use different platforms at different times of day.
For instance, in Europe, you're in Barcelona right now. What is the status of newspapers in print there?
Well, in most developing markets, newspaper circulation has been declining, absolutely. And although with the financial crisis, newspapers in Europe are suffering, they're not suffering quite as badly as they are in the United States.
Why do you think that is? What are they doing differently there?
Well, one thing, let's not forget that most of the web is in English. There's more information being produced by newspaper companies in other languages where the web isn't quite the alternative as it is in English-speaking countries. In France, newspapers are among the largest websites, and that goes for many, many countries in Europe. So I think that that's a factor.
The newspapers that are still in print there, are they doing anything differently from what they have been doing for the past decades?
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons we're having this conference. And it's basically an opportunity for newspaper publishers from around the world to discuss strategies and the things that they're doing. And quite frankly, I heard some incredibly radical and incredibly innovative ideas. And among them was a Portuguese newspaper that was launched only 20 days ago. It must sound crazy to launch a newspaper during the financial crisis, but it's a radically different newspaper, and it's not set up like a regular newspaper. Although it has four sections, they're not arranged in the traditional format of politics or sport or anything like that. They're arranged in the way people read. And it actually starts out with commentary and opinion and reader comments. And then later in the newspaper, there's a summary of the day's events. It's only a summary because they assume that readers have gotten their breaking news information from other sources like websites.
What is the name of the newspaper?
The newspaper is called I. But in Portuguese, it doesn't mean anything. It's just the letter I. They didn't want to be associated with anything that came before.
Is that a viable commercial model? Are subscribers more interested in opinion than in news?
I think it's different and it's attractive. This paper is going for upscale people outside of the big cities in Portugal, and they're underserved by the existing titles. And what is interesting is it's not a newspaper that's transformed itself. It's something that's made out of whole cloth in the modern media environment and is trying to adjust to the situation that exists today. I think that's very interesting.
I wonder if it's a format that you would recommend for struggling newspapers around.
Newspapers need to try everything. They need to be flexible and to try different projects and abandon them if they don't work and try something else. There is no magic formula. Absolutely not. You know, anybody who says so is probably a consultant trying to make some money, but it's not an easy task, no.
All right. Larry Kilman is the spokesperson for the World Association of Newspapers. We spoke to him from the association's conference that's happening right now on the future of print news. It's happening in Barcelona. The answer to our geo quiz. Thank you very much.
Thank you.